koja je mogla nam uzeti mnoge dane.
Never learn it all.
Da nikad ništa ne naučimo.
But there are many nice quotes from Srila Prabhupada.
Koja je Srila Prabhupada dao?
About the responsibility of marriage.
O odgovornostima koje nosi brak.
And if one takes his Bhagavad Gita,
ako uzmete svoju Bhagavad Gita u ruke,
and looks up in the index,
i pogledate na
under
index,
family life,
pod obiteljski pod natuknicom obiteljski život,
you'll see many sections where Prabhupada talks about da
šta
Prabhupada
mnogo mjesta
duties,
govori o braku i dužnostima, odgovornostima.
So we'll read some of them because
nekad njih ćemo pročitati
what Prabhupada says,
jer ono što je Prabhupada rekao,
is the basis of how we act.
Tvori temelj onoga kako se ponašamo.
All knowledge comes from
sve
the Guru Parampara.
Dolazi iz Guru Parampare.
We don't make it up.
Mi ga ne izmišljamo.
So we were talking about marriage.
Govorili smo dakle o braku.
And the first point to
prva
to note
koju
is that marriage only exists in the human society.
Samo u ljudskom društvu.
The animals, there's no
životinje
marriage for the dogs and cats.
Brak, mačke i psi nemaju te institucije, niti bilo koja druga vrsta.
So what makes us different? Many people say, especially like hippie type people, we're all just animals. The animals are actually happier than we are.
Zapravo i životinje su sretnije od nas.
They used to say, just be natural and don't be artificial.
Ne budite umjetni.
But marriage is described as the difference between the human,
kao ono
the civilized
tvori
human,
razliku između civiliziranog čovjeka i životinja.
So here Prabhupada says in chapter 18,
u 18. poglavlju kaže,
that the marriage ceremony, for example, is to be considered to be one of these sacrifices.
Jednom od žrtvovanja.
It is called vivaha yagna.
Ona se naziva vivaha yagya.
Should a sannyasi who is in the renounced order of life and who has given up his family relations encourage the marriage ceremony? The Lord says here that any sacrifice which is meant for human welfare should never be given up. Vivaha yagna, the marriage ceremony, is meant to regulate the human mind. Now, that's an interesting point. Whoever thought of marriage as regulating the human mind? But here Prabhupada says this is the purpose of marriage. And how does it regulate the mind? Because our mind is thinking of so many things. And particularly when we're young, the men are thinking of women and the women are thinking of men. And this is natural. In fact, there's one verse that says, just like young boys have attraction to young girls and young girls have attraction for young boys, similarly, I pray to you, my Lord, that I can have this same attraction.
So,
a Krishna conscious devotee, he pray that same energy, a boy-girl energy, he wants that energy for Krishna. But because we're not on that platform, and because we are attracted to each other, which is natural, and Krishna made it that way, otherwise there'd be no procreation,
inače ne bi dolazilo do prokreacije.
Human society.
I ljudsko društvo.
Krishna also makes marriage. Says, all right, you like a girl, you like a boy, you get married.
Ako ti se sviđa taj mladić,
and Vedic society has a whole process how to do that. Particularly in India, in ancient times, the marriages were arranged. And even in today in India, marriages are generally arranged by the family members.
Prabhupada
said, the father, it's the responsibility of the father to get the daughter married. And if the father is not alive, then the elder brother or another male member, whoever may be available. So it is meant to regulate the mind so that it may become peaceful for spiritual advancement. This is the benefit of a proper dharmic marriage.
Pravog dharmičkoga braka.
Is that you become satisfied and you can focus then on your Krishna consciousness. Because we understand the point of being rightly situated. And generally 99% of young people, their right situation is marriage. Very few people are geared for sannyas or to become a monk or a nun in young age. That is later on, when they're 50, 60, 70,
and
the senses of, you know, you've gone through all this. So regulate the mind for spiritual advancement.
Dakle, da vladate um radi duhovnog napretka.
So for most men, this vivaha yagna should be encouraged, even by persons in the renounced order of life.
Sannyasis
should never associate with women, but that does not mean that one who is in the lower stages of life, namely a young man, should not accept a wife in the marriage ceremony. So sannyasis, you know, they don't associate with women, and Lord Chaitanya himself was very strict as a sannyasi. And Prabhupada tells us the story of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, his spiritual master, that he had gone to meet him with his wife, along with Dr. OBL Kapoor, who was his godbrother and was also a young married man. They were in their 20s. So they go to meet Bhaktisiddhanta in Calcutta, and Dr. Kapoor's wife says to Bhaktisiddhanta, Maharaj, I'd like to ask you a question. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, yes, ask me a question. She says, no, in private.
Private question.
He said, oh, I cannot answer. I cannot meet you in private. If you have some question, you have to meet me with others. So Prabhupada said, at that point, I could understand the strictness of my spiritual master.
That,
as a sannyasi, one avoids the association of women. But Prabhupada is saying here that the sannyasis should not discourage marriage to young men and young women.
In fact,
it says right here, Prabhupada says, most young men should be encouraged because this is our nature. And in ISKCON, we've seen over the years, as also myself being a brahmachari for 9 years, that we try our best to be good brahmacharis. I don't think we have any brahmacharis in here, do we? I don't see any saffron. They're all hiding, plugging their ears, going, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Let me not hear one word of this. But eventually, you know, the brahmachari life is there for young men. You know, when he's 15, 20, up to 25 or so, he can be a brahmachari. It's quite easy. But when you get to be 25 in your mid-20s and on up, you know, it's another world. And at that point, you know, you're thinking of, you know, I need to settle down and maybe get married. I know it happened to me. Let's see. Well, at this point, we do like to have an ongoing conversation and not just me talking for an hour. So if you have a question, even while I'm reading something, please, you know, just raise your hand. So I'll ask for questions now at these points.
Yeah. Yeah.
25.
Od 15 do 20.
I mean, there's no official time start and stop.
Naravno da ne postoji nikakvo vrijeme.
That's the average time period.
Kada možete s njim početi ili prestati, to je okvirno vrijeme. Primijetila sam da na zapadu većina posjećenika kada dolazi u svjesnost Krišne sa 20 ili 25 godina, ponekad i sa 30. Tako da jednostavno preskočimo taj stadij života brahmačari, ali imamo želju da se usredotočimo na svoju svjesnost Krišne. Misliš li da možda zbog toga da su ti stadi možda pomalo odgođeni i da zbog toga dolaze te zabune? Ako želiš biti jako usredotočen, malo studirati knjige, a u isto vrijeme već je zapravo fizički spreman za grihasta život.
True, in the West, we start our lives in Krishna consciousness sometimes later than, you know, if you were brought up in India, for example.
Na primjer, ako si odgojena u Indiji.
And maybe you've also experienced living with a man or living with a woman, which never happens in India. And you've already had a boyfriend, a girlfriend. So you've had experiences that is not normal for the average Vedic society or Indian society. So it's a little bit different. So someone comes to the ashram, say he's in his, you know, 22, 24, and he wants to, you know, focus fully on Krishna consciousness. He didn't come to the ashram to get married. He came to be, you know, to solve his problems. What is the meaning of life? And that is mainly what our classes are about. When you hear Bhagavatam class, it's, you know, this life is meant to surrender to Krishna, and we're all going back to Godhead in the next 5 minutes. And everyone should not think about anything but Krishna. There's no talk about, you know, get a job, think of the future, you know, worry about children, thinking about having children. You know, these are things we don't want to talk about because it's not mukti, it's not liberation, it's entanglement. But it's part of the Varnashram Dharma. So ISKCON, as a society, we generally do focus on becoming absorbed in Krishna and Krishna pastimes and becoming free from anarthas and unwanted desires and controlling our mind and controlling our senses. But a lot of times we artificially do that. I mean, everyone is trying to control. Until you're really old, control is difficult. And it's somewhat artificial. An old man, it's easy to control your senses. I can speak for myself, being 54. My senses are a lot quieter than they were when I was 24. You know, it's just the way things, you know. I mean, that's why eventually people are walking with a cane. They can't even, you know, walk with a speak of run and have all this. No more energy. So renouncing when your body's finished is easy. When your body's at its peak, it's more difficult. So that's why Varnashram system is set up that way. But, you know, Krishna consciousness encourages all people and all age groups. And Prabhupada said even latecomers to Krishna consciousness can also experience this awareness of Krishna and this renounced spirit by taking fully to Krishna consciousness.
And
that's what we look for, but eventually, you know, our true nature comes out. That's the purpose of marriage. Any other questions on that?
Imate li još kakvo pitanje?
Yeah. You want to answer that one, Ram?
Can I just translate because I couldn't catch up?
Pitanje je bilo. Your question was that if someone has a desire to get married, but it doesn't happen in this lifetime, and will they come back to the material world? In the first place, everything is up to Krishna. Krishna, you know, can take everybody back to Godhead, and it's his will. Whoever he takes back to Godhead, we don't have control over that. But if you don't get married in this lifetime and you focus and you completely focus your mind on Krishna and on his lotus feet and even after the time of death, if you're completely just thinking of Krishna and nothing else, no marriage, and that is for anyone, even if you're married, but for everyone, there has to come a point in your life where you have to completely break all entanglements. Even in marriage, you have to give up your children, your grandchildren, everything else, and at that time, just focus on Krishna and not think about anything else, but think about going back to Gopal or to Lord Jagannath. And just focus your mind and make sure you get back to Godhead. You know, that's for everybody, whether you are married or unmarried and you have desires. Even as married people, we still have desires. In the Grihastha Ashram, there's a lot of desires. So, you know, I know I'm away from my grandchildren and I think of them every day. I miss them. I just send them an email. I miss my two little granddaughters. And then I've been thinking, but you know what, Krishna? When it's time for me to go, I can't think of them. I have to just meditate on you. And so this is just one way you're teaching me some detachment, getting me ready to become detached. So we have to work on that.
Odreći se toga, biti nevezana. Na to, to ono čemu trebamo poraditi.
So there's a, the next section I'd like to talk about, we began to talk about the other day. And I'll read it again here in the Krishna book.
On je iz ove knjige Krishna, izvor sveg zadovoljstva.
Krishna behaves by his personal example
Krishna
as if he were very much attached to the four principles of civilized life.
Civiliziranog života,
namely,
a to su
religion, economic development,
gospodarski razvoj,
sense gratification,
udovoljavanje
and salvation.
Spasenje.
Now, who knows what these are called in the Sanskrit
ko zna
language?
Kako se ovi zove na sanskritu?
All right, there you go. We have a student in the front row. Usually the A students sit in the front.
Obično, odlični učinci sjede
dharma, arta, kama, moksha.
Dakle, to su dharma, arta, kama i moksha.
So dharma means, of course, religion or religiosity. And getting married is dharma. That is the purpose you get. You and in all religions, in Christian religion, you go to the church and the priest performs the ceremony and you're in front of the altar. And it's religious. In Vedic society, you have the priest, you have the fire yajna, you're at the temple or you go to the temple right after the ceremony. And you get the blessings of the Lord and all of the parents and well-wishers. And all the Islam, every religion, it's marriage is always related to religion, connected to religion. So dharma, so the dharma is the marriage ceremony. And all of the religious ceremonies that one performs in marriage. The giving of charity, the service to the brahmanas, and then, of course, the having of children and the various ceremonies involved in that. So there's so many purificatory processes to spiritualize all of these basic animal activities. The animals have, Prabhupada says, the animals have children, we have children. What is the difference? The difference is we are doing it for Krishna. Animals are having sex, we are having sex. What is the difference? We're doing it for Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles. I'm not animal sex or sex unrestricted, but I am sex life that is in a spiritual, religious way. So that represents Krishna. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So these four principles of material existence are necessary for the spiritual advancement of human society. Now, this we read the other day, and this was quite an enlightening sentence. These four principles are necessary for spiritual advancement of human society. And although Lord Krishna had no need to do so, he exhibited these household activities so that people might follow in his footsteps for their own interest. So we talked about dharma. Then we have dharma artha. Artha is economic development. Something, you know, again, in the ashram we don't talk about because, you know, we don't talk about it. We should have. Something we missed. Economic development. Nowadays, when devotees are counseled for getting married, one of the subjects is, how are you going to support your family? What are you going to do for money? You know, in the old days, it was like, you know, Haribo, Krishna will take care of you, don't worry about it. Just go on Sankirtan. Nowadays, we don't do that. We've grown up a little bit. And we realize that, you know, we all need to support our families, and it's a long haul, you know, 20, 30, 40 years of raising a family. So this economic development is a must for the householder. The brahmacharis don't have to worry about it, the vanaprastis don't have to worry about it, and the sannyasis don't have to worry about it. That's why they say that the householders are supporting the rest of society. This is the varnashram concept.
To je,
of course, in Krishna consciousness, it's been a little different in the old days. I don't know exactly what goes on here nowadays, but in America, we've finally got past that. Where, you know, we were all living in the temple, we were all like brahmacharis, even if we were married, because we didn't have jobs, we didn't live outside, and we were all doing temple service or sankirtan. Nowadays, it's different. Devotees have moved out, they have their own houses, they have their own jobs, and they support the temple. And this is how Vedic society is, and this is how India is today. If you go to India, you'll see the householders are all, they have their jobs, and their businesses, yet they're, you know, wearing tilak, going to the temple and doing ceremonies and supporting the priests and supporting the brahmacharis and supporting the sannyasis.
That's the proper way, giving in charity.
So dharma, artha, and then kama.
Does anybody know what's the number one thing, one problem in Grihastha life?
Number one problem in grihastha life that causes conflict between the husband and the wife?
Dakle, najveći problem koji uzrokuje nesuglasnost između muža i žene. Novac je u braku jedan od najvažnijih stavki koji dovodi do svađe.
I mean, I'm just asking so we can say. Okay. Okay. All the books. I was asking where that comes from so we can be authoritative. So I didn't know myself.
Dakle, to je najveći problem u grihasta životu.
And that's why when couples get married, they have to sit down and be counseled because the husband,
you have to come to a meeting of minds.
Dakle, kada se
what is going to be the money situation? If you don't get that straight, I guarantee there will be problems. Because the woman wants to be taken care of, you're going to have children, and she wants a nice home or house, and then if you don't have your economic situation together, you're not going to be able to provide that for your family. And that is also leads to divorce eventually. So we advise all of you, if you're planning to get married, then you have to sit down with the person you want to get married and ask them, what do you want? What is going to make you happy? Okay, taking a vow of poverty, is that going to make you happy? If that's not, what do you want me to do and what can we compromise on? You have to be able to get a job, and that's why now we tell all young devotees, in America, most young devotees don't live in the temple. We want them to actually work, to get a job and work, and to because eventually we know they're going to get a family. We don't want them to be a burden on the temple because the temples can't support them. But we want them to support their families and to be contributing members to the community to support the temples. So that is the number one problem in grihastha life.
To dakle,
money.
Najvažniji, najveći problem u grihastha životu.
Actually, there were some really nice letters from Prabhupada. In the, if you read the letters books, Prabhupada in the late 60s, 68, 69, 70, devotees would write Prabhupada and say, you know, I want to get married. And, you know, please give me your blessings. And Prabhupada would write back and explain the duties and responsibilities of being married. And one of the things he always talked about was, do you understand you will have to work if you get married? It's the first point Prabhupada mentions, even though somehow or other later on this wasn't so much the situation because we're all living in the temple. But this is what Prabhupada always said from the very beginning. Marriage means going out and supporting your family and being responsible. So this is, if you read these letters, you'll find this. And he also said, marriage means splitting your time between Krishna and your family. Because as a brahmachari, you have all day to think of Krishna. But as a married person, you have Krishna to think about, you have your job to think about, your wife to think about, your children to think about, your house, your car, your taxes, and probably a dozen other things to think about. So brahmachari life is very simple. The only problem is your senses are agitated. And because of that, everything manifests. So, To have a peaceful society and to keep society from being degraded by a bunch of crazed, lusty men running around, there is marriage. Because you have one woman and you are satisfied. At least that's the theory.
Trebate jednu ženu I biti zadovoljni. Prabhupada je također rekao da za
relationship, if you have children, your first service is to your children. It is not deity worship, it is not sanctity, but having, raising those children, it is your first service. Because I know of a very old devotee, a friend in America, she one day wrote Srila Prabhupada because she had a son. And she said to Srila Prabhupada, this child of mine is keeping me from my service and I want to give him up. And Srila Prabhupada said, how can you even think of that? If you do that, then I will take your son and raise your son. You should know that your first service is to your child. Not deity worship, not sankirtan. Everything else can be on the back burner. But you have to raise this child. This is your service now. You have this child, and you must raise this child in Krishna consciousness. So please, all of you that have children, please don't think, oh, this child is keeping me away from my service. But it is Prabhupada's instructions that we take care of these wonderful children that Krishna has given us.
Da se brinemo za tu krasnu djecu koju nam je Krišna dao.
Yeah, that's been a misconception in our temples that
that
children are a distraction to our Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada never felt that way.
Našu smjesnost Krišna.
And if you read the letters, you'll see how Prabhupada really felt.
Ako pročitate pisma, vidjet ćete kako je Prabhupada doista mislio.
Other managers felt differently.
Iako su drugi menadžeri mislili nešto drugi. Come out.
So, again, questions, feel free to ask a question. Yeah.
Slobodno postavite pitanje. Kada si govorio o zapošljavanju, zanima me vaše mišljenje o tome što je Prabhupada govorio. Da bi smo mi kao bhakte trebali napraviti dakle, zajednice koje bi bile nezavisne. Kako ne bismo bili
on the city life and society.
Da.
Yeah.
Postoji li neki primjer toga?
Well, Prabhupada did establish farms. Talked about self-sufficient living on the farm, you know, growing your own food and supporting yourself that way.
You know, Gita Nagari,
New Vrindavan. And they're there. And it's, you know, farms life's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to grow tomatoes and eat potatoes.
You
know. Some people are, you know, technicians and doctors, lawyers and businessmen. I personally, I'll give you an example of myself. Well, first let me finish that. You know, so Prabhupada liked us to be self-sufficient for those who wanted to live that way. But, you know, if Krishna consciousness is taking over the world, we're all not going to live out in the forest growing tomatoes. We're going to be having cities and business people and, you know, society as it is today. But Krishna consciousness. So, you know, for those type of people that want that life, that is there. But Prabhupada basically said any honest occupation. You know, of course, we don't want to work in a factory where it's, you know, hard and difficult and, you know, bad association and these things. We try to avoid that. There are certain jobs, you know, we would never do or we would never want to do. So it's we have a little restriction as to things we can do to make a living. But there's a lot of devotees that do some kind of computer things. I personally, when I was a Brahmachari in the temple, I used to work with cars. I had some little experience working on cars with my father, although not much. So they said, oh, you can fool with cars, so you take care of all the cars. Although I didn't know much, so, but I learned. And then when I got married and moved out of the temple, I looked at my assets and I said, what am I good for? How can I make a living? I didn't go to college. I don't have any technical experience. I've been a devotee since I was 16. I'm now 20, you know, by the time I got back to America, I was probably 28 or 29. I was in India for a couple of years. So I said, well, I know cars, so, you know, I look in the newspaper and see a car, you know, needs work, cheap. Cheap price. So I'd, you know, go over, I'd check it out, I'd buy it, take it home, fix it up, put it back in the paper next week, runs great, expensive. So I would make money that way. And I developed this to fine art. And I did it for 25 years. You know, cars, and, you know, I would do fine at it. So that was just my experience of something I could work for myself. I didn't have a boss. I could work my own hours. And, you know, the best thing is not to have a boss, even if you're a karmi. No boss is desired. Nobody wants a boss, particularly devotees. So if you could start your own little business or something you can do where you have minimal contact with other people, that's the best, but it's not always possible. And my wife is a school teacher.
Moja supruga je učiteljica.
But I wasn't always a teacher. I also joined at the age of 17 and just served in the temples and then got married and I had children and I took care of my children. And I think when my daughter was 15 and my son was 13, I decided I'll go to university and get a teaching degree because I thought, oh, what can I do? And one day I went to volunteer in my children's classroom and I said, you know, I like this, so maybe I'll become a teacher. So then I started from scratch. I was an older woman returning to college and I went to university for 4 years. And as soon as I graduated, I got a teaching job right near my house, 5 minutes from my house. And I started teaching over there. I've been at the same school for 13 years. I like the school I'm at. I like the people I work with, all of the non-devotees. But they respect me. They know I'm a devotee. Some of them have come to the temple. I like my boss very much. He's not a devotee, but he's a very kind non-devotee and a compassionate boss to work for. And I earned my master's degree while teaching. I've got 2 master's degrees, so yeah, you can do it. And then I serve in the temple. We do service in the temple. Primarily, we support our local temple, and I support ISKCON projects around the world with my money. That's what I do. That's my service to ISKCON.
I have one question.
Sure.
In Croatia, this is very difficult, what Prabhu was speaking about. It's not for devotees who went to the temple at the age of 16 or 18. Returning to college is very difficult, and especially finding a job for those who are, you know, who are older people, it's practically impossible for many of them in most occupations. So many devotees found themselves stranded in a way because they went to the temple and served. And it's a great problem, you know, how to, you know, help these devotees not be downcast, how to, you know, like, give them some encouragement to nevertheless take to Grihastha Ashram, although it's a very difficult situation for them. Dakle, kako ovo zapravo dakle primijeniti u Hrvatskoj? I'll be very quick. Dakle, samo bilo bi samo pitanje kako ovo primijeniti u Hrvatskoj gdje jako teško pronaći završiti školu i zaposliti se kad ste proveli ne znam već koliko godina u hramu. Kako da ti bakte isto osjete da, dakle, da se isto mogu brinuti za nekoga, mislim, dakle da ne budu obeshrabreni u takvom takvim okolnostima.
Well, it's hard in America, too. It's hard everywhere, unless you've had some technical training or some job training to just appear and get a job that's going to pay well. I mean, you can wash dishes somewhere, but you're not going to support your family doing that. So I was fortunate that I invented a business that I could make good money at. But I know many of my God brothers that never made very much money and struggled for many years because they didn't have any training.
You know,
they just did odds and ends. I mean, nice if devotees could get together and, you know, they start like, the you know, some kind of prasadam distribution or construction business.
Dijeliti prasadam ili možda u građevini raditi ili nešto slično. Dakle, ekspandirati, dakle, to proširiti tako posao i zaposliti onda bakte.
Oh, the is that the pizza? Pizza lady. Yeah, I was talking to her. And her son. Yes, they all do construction, I think. Oh, the cookies? Restaurant. Because I met many devotees. I know one lady, she's doing cookies. Another family, the lady who's selling the pizzas out here, her and her family does construction, and her son's going to college, and they do construction. So, yeah.
I can also explain from my life, we have also a prasadam distribution in Germany.
Aha, mi u Njemačkoj također imamo prodajemo prasadam. Kad ste bhakta i ne želite imati kontakt sa materialističkim životom.
For example, that you have connection with people who are smoking, drinking, and the normal life. The best thing is that you really start your own business and make, for example, a prasadam distribution.
I na primjer dijelite prasadam.
The only thing is that you must continue very heartily and very strong the job. This is not an easy job.
Uporni u tom poslu, jer doista nije lak.
Going for example to festivals and working day by day, sometimes 19, 20 hours.
We
cooking day and night and we selling. And you're driving around Germany, France and Austria. And it's a lot of driving too. You must organize a lot of things. But you are the own boss and you make a very nice service for Krishna.
You
think what I can tell you, what you can do when you have the strong power, do a prasadam distribution and you're not involved in the normal materialistic life.
Yeah, when it's growing.
Dakle, razmišljala sam o tome da glavni problem grehasta ashrama nije novac, nego nedostatak svjesnosti Krišne.
Well, the Beatles made a song, said money
Beatles
can't buy us love.
Napisali pjesmu.
So, and love means love of Krishna.
Koja kaže da novac ne može kupiti ljubav, a ljubav znači ljubav prema Krišne.
Yeah, let's hold hands. So ultimately, of course, if one has Krishna consciousness,
dakle,
Sudama Brahmana. He's poor, has nothing, but Krishna is his friend. So Krishna takes care of him. So there are many devotees that if the family is strong in Krishna consciousness, and in India too, so many poor people. I mean, there's people in Vrindavan, there's people in the huts living on the sidewalk. But, you know, they love Krishna. So not everyone lives in a nice house. Except, you know, Europe, we expect that. But other parts of the world, you know, it's not there. South America, India. So, but ultimately, if we have Krishna consciousness, even if we don't have money, we have everything. Of course, nice to have at least this basic standard. Prabhupada had an interesting talk with his son, Vrindavan Day.
When Prabhupada,
just a couple months before he left, he was putting his affairs in order and also his family affairs. So his son came to visit him. And his son was a devotee, but not, you know, not a high devotee, I guess we'd say. Just an average, you know, Hindu devotee kind of person. Pious person, pious man. And Prabhupada said that we don't want to be poor, we don't necessarily need to be rich, just to maintain a, you know, an average standard of living is nice.
lijepo je održati neki prosječan standard života.
He was talking to him about business and,
govorili su o
being,
poslu.
Taking care of his family.
O brizi za obitelj.
So that's what we want. The devotees, they don't want to be rich. We don't really want to be poor. But if Krishna only makes us poor, we take it as Krishna's mercy. We take everything as Krishna's mercy. I personally have become wealthy through business. And I take that as Krishna's mercy, that I can use my money for spreading Krishna consciousness. I have many friends that have worked just as hard as I have and don't have, 2 cents to say are theirs. Just because, there's karma involved. We could call it luck, we call it karma. Krishna ultimately rewards everyone according to what they deserve. But you are correct. She was quoting from like books of, the world. The number one problem in marriage in the secular world, not the Krishna conscious world. Well, here she is.
The number one problem in marriage in America, even in the Krishna conscious, in the Grihastha ashram, is money. Because, yes, you can talk about Krishna consciousness, and we can all be Krishna conscious, but the reality of it is, if the husband cannot support the wife or the family, there's going to be problems. The husband might want to go off and sing and do kirtan and bhajan, but he still has to do his responsibility. He still has to take care of the family. And if there's no money coming in, that's going to create problems. And the problem is, if there's no money coming in, the wife's going to feel dissatisfied. There's going to be fighting, and there's going to be no Krishna consciousness in the home. The children have to be supported. So money is still the number one problem.
Although,
because I've been to workshops. Yes, we have two counselors back in America. They both have PhDs and they are both devotees. Haridas, he's counselors devotees. And I've talked to him about it. And Mother Krishna Nandini, who heads up the Grihastha Vision Workshop. And in fact, both my husband and I took the workshop, but I think he forgot that money was the number one. We were tested on that, and money was the number one problem. And what we weren't even talking about, that's in secular marriages and in Grihastha marriages. And I'll give you an example. For example, my son-in-law Gauravani, he's a wonderful kirtan singer because he comes from a family. His father was a wonderful was and still is a wonderful singer, and so is Gauravani. Now, I know he'd like to just travel around the world, do kirtan, and do bhajans. But that's not possible. He knows he has a responsibility to his wife and his two children. And Krishna, he knows he has to pay his mortgage. He has to take care of his daughters. He can't just sing kirtan 24 hours a day or bhajans 24 hours a day. He's married. He's got a responsibility to them. So that's if money is there, it does make for a nicer situation. We don't want a lot of money. If Krishna sends a lot of money, that's your karma, and then we can use it to serve Krishna. But devotees, you just want the necessary things. We just want to take care of our family and feel that we have that illusion of control, that we can support our family. Because in the old days, we didn't have that. We lived in the temple, and I speak from experience. It was every little thing, we had to go to the temple president. Although we were married, we were given a little allowance, but if we needed toothpaste or a toothbrush or soap, you had to go and ask the temple president for money. And I didn't, you don't, after a while, you don't like that. I mean, that becomes demeaning. If you just want to buy something, you have to go to the temple president. So it's nice to have a little bit of luxury and to, we don't over-endeavor. That's not our motive, is open there, but we just want enough to take care of our family and to be peaceful in Krishna consciousness.
Sure. Still, money won't buy you love.
Novac i dalje neće kupiti.
It'll buy you everything else, though.
Kupit ću vam sve drugo.
Buy you a ticket to India.
Kupit ću vam sigurno kartu do Indije.
So any more comments on the economic front?
Imate li još neke komentare u vezi ovog gospodarskog razine?
Dharma, Artha, Kama. We have a hands up.
No, I understand how it is.
If I don't have money, I can't to do service for Brahmachari. I like when Brahmachari comes to our house to give them lunch, to feed them, to give them donations. But if there's no money in the bank account, I can't do that.
Exactly.
And that makes me disturbed.
It is.
And I have to work also. I can't raise my child. So somebody else had to take care of him. And it's really cool.
And that's our duty as householders, is to give in charity and support the other ashrams, support the brahmacharis and the temple, because they're not supposed to be working, only we are.
Oni ne bi trebali raditi, mi bismo trebali raditi.
Not everyone's as understanding as Sudama Brahmana's wife.
Nisu svi tako puni razumijevanja kao žena Sudame Brahmane.
She was a very advanced person.
Ali zato jesmo u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
So, dharma, artha, kama. Now we come to the sticky subject.
Jednog vrlo gadnog dela.
Kama means sense enjoyment. So
kama,
in the brahmachari ashram,
ugađanje sjetilima, ako ste u...
there is no sense enjoyment except the Sunday feast.
Ashram ne postoji nikakvo uživanje u sjetilima.
I can honestly say when I was a brahmachari, I could drink a whole liter of sweet rice. I was loved sweet rice. So that was my only enjoyment.
To bi bilo jedino uživanje.
Not that that was material, that was also spiritual.
But prasadam nije materijalno, to također bilo duhovno.
So we'll read from Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita purport here.
Možemo čitati Prabhupada komentar u Bhagavad Giti koji glasi.
It says here the Vedas prescribe sacred marriage for regulated sense gratification. Thereby, one is gradually elevated to the platform of release from material bondage, and the highest perfection of liberated life is to associate with the Supreme Lord. Perfection is achieved by performance of yajna, as described above.
Jagje, kao što je gore opisano, to se postiže.
A life of Krishna consciousness is therefore the solution to all the problems of material existence. So here Prabhupada mentions sacred marriage for regulated sense gratification.
Radi reguliranja ugađanja osjetilima.
Now, let us all be honest for a moment
and
think of those who are, how many of us are married in the room?
You can raise your hands.
Okay, all these young guys are, you're not married either. No. Got a business, but no wife. Hey, he's all set, but no wife. Got a business, ladies. Oh, he lives on the road, so he's the traveling businessman. So, regulated sense gratification. So this is the purpose of marriage.
To je svrha bračnog života.
You got that?
Yeah.
Purpose of reasons why we get married.
Zašto se uopće?
The brahmachari is not sitting in the ashram thinking, I want to get married because I love children.
Što volim djecu.
That's not top of the list.
Ne, to sigurno
I want to get married because I want my own house. I'm tired of living with all these guys.
Dosta mi je što živim sa
and sharing the laundry
dosta
mi je što and moramo dirty showers.
Dijeliti tuševe i predali veš.
So, who can guess what the number one reason for getting married is?
Tko može pogoditi koji je najvažniji razlog?
Without turning red.
Za brak, a da se posrvete.
Sex with women. Very good.
Sex
luckily,
ženama.
It's not sex with, sex with women, the opposite sex. That's very good. Gay, we're not accepting gay marriages yet. We'll make that a statement in ISKCON. It's not going to happen.
Homoseksualcima.
So we hope not.
Although
the churches and everything, they're all caving into this.
Sve crkve su dakako već popustile tom pritisku.
Not in Krishna consciousness.
U svjesnosti Krishna još nije.
So, we have desires, we have sex desires, which manifest at puberty and develop into our, you know, as we become older. And that is why there's a regulation. So,
I zbog toga treba postati
not, so the animals, when their sex desire, they go, they're having sex in the street, Prabhupada says. So you see the dogs, you go to Vrindavan, the monkeys, the dogs, everyone's having sex unrestricted. That is not the human way of doing things. Human way of doing things is the vivaha samskara, or the marriage ceremony. You come to your parents, and you say, you know, I want, if particularly, Prabhupada says it's the duty of the father to make sure the girl is married, the daughter is married, you know, in a family unit. That's his duty. Because nobody wants their girl being a loose, you know, like, you know, basically like prostitute, which is Western society. An untouched girl, a virgin girl is, you know, considered, you know, the desired perfection in, you know, to be married. Not one that's been around the block a few times, as we would say. How you translate that?
I don't know. Can I skip that one?
But I think so regulation is what we're looking for in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada talks a lot in these verses in the Bhagavad Gita. If you look in, like I said, in the index, you'll find a lot of information.
Možete pronaći jako puno informacija u tom pogledu.
So even in Krishna consciousness, our goal is to love Krishna and get out of this material world. But as long as we have these bodies, Prabhupada said, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending go on in Vedic society also in a regulated way. Not that there's no eating, not that there's no sleeping, not that there's no mating, and not that there's no defending, but it's done in a spiritual way. So, all of these things go on, but in a purified way.
Se odvijaju, ali pročišćeno.
So, here we have in the Karma Yoga, Chapter 3, Text 34, purport.
3:24,
Prabhupada says,
stih,
for example,
naprimjer,
sex enjoyment is necessary for the conditioned soul.
Za uvjetovanu dušu.
Who here is liberated in the room?
Oslobođen, u ovoj sobi.
Any liberated people? Any pure devotees?
Imamo li čistih bhakta?
We're all conditioned souls.
Svi smo mi uvjetovane duše.
So it is necessary for the conditioned soul. It is not necessary for the liberated soul. Liberated soul doesn't need to get married. If you're liberated, good for you. If you're not, marriage is in your future.
It's
necessary for the conditioned soul, and sex enjoyment is allowed under the license of marriage ties. This is what we ask of our young people, that if they want to enjoy their senses, which everyone in a conditioned state desires, then get married. And this is the most we can ask of you, and this is Krishna consciousness. You have a question? Go ill together. Yes. I was looking for that one. I couldn't find it. It's there. I know it's there. Sex life and Krishna consciousness go ill together. Therefore, we do not believe in unrestricted sex life. But Krishna says he is sex when it's done according to Dharma.
So, you know,
one has to understand, we're not having sex like the hippies and the unrestricted people.
Hippies and the other people who don't know what is regulated.
So I'll finish reading this. According to scriptural injunctions, one is forbidden to engage in sex relationship with any woman other than one's wife. So this is, you know, this is Krishna consciousness. You get married, you keep your, you have one wife, you don't look at anyone else. Prabhupada said every married man, I heard him say this, every married man should think that his wife is the most beautiful. So it's okay if you're married to think your wife is beautiful. In fact, you should even tell her, my dear, you look beautiful. Every day, you'll get extra points. The prasadam will increase in quality. So, but Prabhupada said something funny after he said this. He said, but I did not think that my wife was so beautiful. Therefore, I was forced to take sannyas.
Prabhupada said this.
He did.
Prabhupada je to rekao.
Right. And everyone laughed when he said this.
It was quite funny.
So this is what we ask of the young people.
To i tražimo od mladih ljudi.
You get married, and then you only focus on your wife.
I usredotočite se samo na svoju suprugu.
If you want to look at beautiful women, you look at your wife. If you want to look at,
ženu,
you know, hot babes, you look at your wife.
Ako želite,
that's what the wife is for.
Komade, gledajte svoju suprugu.
Not that the man is, you know, having a... Not that the wife is such a prune.
Da je žena takva čistunka.
Maybe you know, so...
I know.
Such a nun...
That
you know, that the man is forced to wander. Shouldn't be like that. That is the purpose of the marriage. That you know, he's satisfied at home. And that doesn't mean that he's having unrestricted sex, but just, you know, just the whole environment of having a happy wife that cooks nice for him and is pleasant to him, and you know, is not a you know, bothering him.
Yeah. Prabhupada said it is the duty of the wife to protect the husband.
The woman is like a fortress.
Žena
in the Bhagavatam purports.
Prabhupada kaže, žena je poput tvrđave.
Here.
Husband. So if you're married and if you don't want your husband to wander off somewhere else, then Prabhupada said it is your duty to protect your husband. And we all know that the highest regulated sex is for children. But sometimes we know the reality. And we can take days on the subject, which we do in America. We talk about each subject, we get into sex, and then we talk about it for days. Because we talk to the woman and the men, and we ask the woman what are their perceptions, we ask the men what are their perceptions, what do they want. But ultimately, we come to the conclusion, and we don't come to the conclusion, Prabhupada came to the conclusion, it is our duty, the woman's duty, to protect our husbands. And if that means that we have to have sex with them to keep them from wandering somewhere else, then Prabhupada said it is fine, because we are married, and you want to protect your marriage. And ultimately, you pray to Krishna that your husband and both of you come to a higher standard in that married life.
Na viši standard obiteljskog života.
Now this is one of those sticky subjects.
To je jedna od onih gadnih tema.
In the Bhagavad Gita, in fact, they marked off the places. There are many places where Prabhupada explains the highest standard of relation with sex and with your wife.
U pogledu seksa,
that is procreation for children only. And no contraception. So that means you have a couple of kids and that's it for the rest of your life. Now I have talked to many gurus about this, and I asked them, what is, you know, how do you have so many students. I've talked to Jai Bataka, who has 15,000 disciples. So he hears a lot of stuff. And he says to me, I have all the time wives complaining to me that my husband's, you know, bothering me for sex. He's lusty. What should I do? And he says to them, he says, better you have sex with them than someone else have sex with them. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. He says, and eventually the man will come to the point where he's, you know, goes beyond that.
That's just.
But that is the purpose of marriage. So that is a lower level. That is not that is that is not our high Krishna conscious standard. Our high Krishna conscious standard is only for children, and you know, a couple times in your life, and that's it. Most people I know are not there.
So
don't break. A divorce is worse than having making
Razvod
love with your husband. I'll put it that way. Better that than a divorce.
Bolje,
in fact, we were talking with a senior devotee just the other day,
dana,
and she was describing to us
ona nam je opisivala
that her husband came home one day and said, I want a divorce or I want another wife,
ili drugu ženu.
One or the other.
Ili jedno ili drugo.
And she said, well, what's the problem?
U čemu je problem?
He said,
on je rekao,
you know, I want another child.
Želim još jedno dijete.
And, you know, she didn't go elaborate on it, but basically the man was saying, you know, I want to have sex.
Želim sex.
You know, you're not allowing me ever.
Ti
you're like locking the door at night.
Zaključiš po noći sva
vrata. And she said, well, all right, I'm here, whatever, you know, if this is what you need,
ako to trebaš,
you know, I'm the one, because I'm your wife.
Ja sam tvoja žena.
So that is the bottom line in this category.
I to je
better
to je
at home with your mate than the guys going off to the bar with somebody.
Nego da muškarac ode negdje u neki kafić nekom.
This is a, you know, a subject that nobody talks about. The absolute truth is there. The absolute, you know, standard we hear all the time. Then we all feel guilty. And people are blooping over this. People are divorcing over this. And cheating over this. So better than having all of those problems is just work it out between the two of you in some kind of fashion that's satisfactory for both of you. And, you know, go on chanting your rounds and chanting Hare Krishna and being happy.
Budete sretni. Krishna će vam prije ili kasnije pomoći.
Mm-hmm. So, question.
Pitanje. Šta pravo?
Mm-hmm. Eventually work your way to that. The main thing is we don't want divorce. We don't want the man going out of the marriage. Until you're, you know, we want everyone to be pure devotees. All our Bhagavatam classes encourage all of you to be pure devotees, to be free from all desires. And if, believe me, if we were, we'd never be married in the first place. We'd all be, you know, perfect self-illuminating beings. But we're not there. That's why there's Varnashram. That's why there's marriage. If we had no desires, nobody would get married.
Želja, nitko se ni neće oženiti.
Yeah.
Yes, but what about woman? Who is asking her if she wants and she can do this only for?
I mean,
the
if she
children,
has desires.
She has desire only to have sex only for children, and her husband is not on
well,
this
it,
level. She should fall yeah. down from her standard or what?
You want to
or should we help to men to raise his standard?
It's a woman question.
I just need to translate this one, please. Dakle, pitanje je zašto bi se žena morala spuštati na standard muškarca ako on ne može održati taj standard samo jednomjesečno u svrhu začinjenja djeci? Zašto se ne bi njemu pomoglo da se on uzdigne recimo na njezin standard, dakle, koji je preporučen?
But we shouldn't see it as a fall down. We should see it as our service to keep these devotees protected and to keep them in Krishna consciousness. And we should see it as we are helping them to be devotees. We've I've done this course in America, and trust me, the subject is a very sticky subject, and all these questions
pitanje koje smo obrađivali na tečajima po Americi.
Come up, and her question has come up.
Njezino pitanje se pojavljivalo često.
And I talked to one devotee about it, and he's been doing this course for many, many years in America. And she has said also, we see it. She's a Prabhupada disciple, too, and she said, we see this. The woman should see, not see it as a fall down, but see it as her service to protect her husband. Testosterone.
Mm-hmm. So I think that we should, as women, we should understand how maybe we would feel if we had two times more testosterone. And so men can participate in the movement.
Okay.
Sexually excited would be two times quicker than women.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, and that's one thing we should always, we should never be judgmental, because we don't want anyone to think that whatever they're sharing or revealing their heart, that we're going to think that they were bad
devotees.
We should never feel that. That's what we should always be honest, and whatever we share, it should be, we should be compassionate. Not thinking, oh, that person has so many sex desires, they're just so fallen. We shouldn't be thinking that.
I tih visokih standarda za grihaste. Traže dakle te visoke standarde ljudi, zbog toga ne uzimaju inicijacije, to je problem. Guru i znaju da je to jako važno pitanje o grihasta ašramu. Jednog dana, kad ste inicirani, ne možete se osloboditi te želje. To je proces.
Now, if I remember correctly, and my husband can correct me, one of the four regulative principles do not no illicit sex life. One of the four regulative principles. And Prabhupada said in some places, no illicit sex life means that no going out of the marriage. You have sex with your wife, no going out of the marriage. And that brings you to a higher standard. Many of the gurus and spiritual masters I know, like Jayapataka Maharaj, for example, and some other gurus I know, they know this. They are realistic about it. So if a guru is not being realistic, then they'll have to come down to earth. Because reality is that it is happening. You know what, Prabhus? The guru might think it's not happening, but it is happening.
Oni se žele primiti inicijaciju, ali guru ima jako visoki standardi.
The reality is that grihastha couples are having sex life.
They even need to have another guru, you know? Mm. It's not good. Right.
Okay. It's
about a woman who is protecting her husband. So, what is the guarantee that if a woman is a lusty when a woman has sex with him?
Koje jamstvo da će muškarac biti zadovoljan ako ima seks sa svojom ženom? Šta jamči da neće svejedno ići? Šta će ga uopće spriječiti da ima seks sa drugom ženom? Jer se požuda uspoređuje s vatrom koja još više plamti kad nadolijevate giranje.
As, man will never be satisfied. It's the nature of us men. We're wired, while we're, yeah, at least while we're young, to be you know, disturbed by sex desire.
So
I, she's saying, I heard what she said. That even though the wife is having sex with the husband, the man may still be, you know, inclined to go out.
Well,
of course, there has to be some character in the man. Hopefully, you know, you are married to a devotee, and he understands, you know, he's chanting Hare Krishna, he's praying to the deities, he's praying to his guru for help. That we all have these, we're all struggling with these desires, and sex is our number one desire. So, he needs to be encouraged, and you also have to preach to him. Wife needs to preach to the husband. That, you know, this is not the standard, you know, unlimited, unrestricted.
Dakle, neograničeno, bez ikakvih ograničenja.
You want to say something?
I ograda.
I think it's also the wife's duty not to make the husband feel inferior about it. Not that you have sex with your husband and then you faint moment to say, Prabhu, you're so fallen and I can't believe that you're doing this and you are dragging me down. Then, yes, he's going to go out and look at someone else. But it's to encourage the person. And then you...
Želio bih pitati gdje to Prabhupada govori. Možete li citirati Prabhupada gdje kaže da žena štiti muža tako što ga
Zapuštaju sebe. Purport in the fourth canto, which I don't have with me, where it describes that the woman is like a fortress to protect the man.
Opis žene koja je poput
večera koja štiti. And he describes these points there. In the fourth canto, part four. But I don't know the verse.
Četvrti dio, ne znam točno koji stih.
Let me just finish reading this. There's just a few sentences here. Well, okay. Well, go ahead.
There are some principles in Garbhodana Samskara that couples should go through before conceiving a child. However, if we have such sex without any of these Garbhodana Samskara principles, what kind of children will be begotten
True.
In this way?
At least in the ISKCON principles, we're supposed to chant 50 rounds.
Načela je da bismo trebali mantrati 50 krugova.
I personally, for 35 years,
35 godina.
No, very few people that did do that.
Vrlo par, samo
or they
mali
did it once or twice, but
ili bi
then
napravili
they,
jednom, dva put.
There were other occasions where they didn't. So.
Puno češće to nisu radili.
But that's our principle to chant before, you know, conceiving a child. We want to conceive a nice child in a Krishna conscious consciousness, in our, with our minds fixed on Krishna.
Sa umom koji je usredotočen na Krišnu.
You know, these are all, you know, highest standards, middle standard, lower standard.
Visoki, srednji, niži standardi.
So, let me just read these few sentences here where Prabhupada talks about this again.
Par, rečenica koja Prabhupada ponovno govori o tome.
For example, sex enjoyment is necessary for the conditioned soul.
Za uvjetovanu dušu.
And sex enjoyment is allowed under the license of marriage ties.
Pod,
According to scriptural injunctions, one is forbidden to engage in sex relation with another woman other than one's wife. So here Prabhupada's talking about a, you know, a general concept that illicit sex means sex outside of marriage. He's not going into detail here. He says all other women are to be considered as one's mother. And of course, we all know that's Chanakya Pandit's quote. We see other women as our mother. We see our wife as our wife.
But
in spite of such injunctions, now this is important, in spite of such injunctions, a man, doesn't say a woman, a man is still inclined to have sex relations with other women.
Prabhupada knows men.
See, us men suffer more with desire than women, generally.
općenito govorimo, these propensities
are to be curbed.
Takve sklonosti trebamo.
Otherwise they will be stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. As long as the material body is there,
the necessities
of the material body are allowed, which we're talking about, of course, sex, but under rules and regulations.
U skladu s pravilima I propisima.
So rules and regulations,
pravila
particularly marriage,
osobito
within
brak,
marriage,
unutar
and
braka,
only within marriage.
I samo unutar braka.
That's the general idea.
To je
so Prabhupada was very clear there that men particularly
načelo,
have a problem with this, and it
je,
will be a stumbling block to your realization, to your Krishna consciousness,
znači
unless you can curb it.
Kamen spoticanja u duhovnom
so,
životu ako ne naučite
that's pretty clear.
Takve želje. To je
that
prilično
men
jasno.
Need to work on this,
trebate poraditi na tome.
As, you know, as a number one priority.
Mislim da to je jedan
so,
prioriteta.
Question in the back.
Pitanje iza.
Well, we promise no illicit sex.
Are
you talking about all these, you know, within marriage, what we were talking about?
Guru.
If our husband's bothering us and these things?
Ako nas muž gnjavi,
tako well, my mother, my wife answered that, you know, we also promise no divorce. How many of us are getting divorced? I mean, I see divorce every day in
ISKCON. You know.
Like we said, better to stay married, keep the man in the marriage, and gradually work to a highest level as you can get to.
So,
but Prabhupada said four regulator principles, and he described what it meant right there. Not to go out of the marriage, to see other women as the mother. This is what we request of men. Any other points? Mother Irmela is going to ask us.
Well, just on this question.
Uh-huh. Some
research as to how did Prabhupada
here.
Define. So I know several devotees who did research as to how did Prabhupada define the vows at initiation. Because sometimes he would just say, no meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. And sometimes he would take them and go into detail. So, for example, sometimes Prabhupada would add no onions and garlic. And sometimes he would say, don't just be vegetarian, but also you have to eat only
Krishna prasadam.
Sometimes for no gambling, he'd say, no frivolous sports. And many years ago when I was compiling Vaikuntha children, I asked about 20 of the leading devotees in the movement, what is a frivolous sport? Nobody answered me. And when I asked them later, why didn't you answer me? They said, because we have no idea what the answer is. So, or he said no speculation. One time he said no prajalpa. At which point I decided, you know, I'm finished now in Krishna consciousness.
Because I'm able to
keep that. So it's interesting that if you look at all of the initiation lectures and all of the initiation letters,
I pisma koja su povezana sa inicijacijama, čak I kad Prabhupada zalazi u detalje kad objašnjava nedopušteni seks u pogledu inicijacije, on samo govori da je to unutar braka.
One time he said in marriage for children.
Je rekao u braku radi djece.
But even when he goes into other detail saying no meat, fish, eggs means also take prasadam, no gambling means no prajalpa, no intoxication means not even tea. When he came to know this sex at initiation time,
dakle,
he just said, just stay within marriage.
And
of course, many, many times he gave the higher, stricter principles. Obviously, that's what he wanted us to do.
I think that's
not debatable.
To mislim da uopće nije podložno raspravi. On je želio da
dostignete
viši standard unutar braka.
Several places
ali
where he says that absolutely no
contraception.
But
as
far as initiation, that's,
ali što se tiče inicijacija, o tome nije bilo
I don't know if that helps.
Ne znam, pomaže li vam
But I thought it was particularly interesting to look at the time
zanimljivo.
Of initiation, how was Prabhupada defining the vows in that context. Another thing that may be helpful is there's one lecture where Prabhupada talks about no illicit sex for renunciates.
Govori šta znači
and he says
da nema
there's
sex
eight
za,
kinds. Renunciate doesn't think about, doesn't talk about, doesn't plan for.
Ne razmišlja, ne govori, ne planira.
And then he says that is the standard for the brahmachari
sannyasi.
He says the
grihastha
standard is once a month, and then not during pregnancy, not after birth. And he said, but who can follow these things?
Poroda, onda također rekao, ali tko u ovom dobu može to slijediti?
I said, not only grihastas can, the renunciates also can't follow.
Nego čak i ljudi u redu odricanja ne mogu slijediti svoje standarde. Rekao, šta onda da radimo?
Naša
svrha je da kontroliramo
ovom,
moramo
mantrati
Hare Krishna, da kontroliramo ovom
Prabhupada. Sometimes we think Prabhupada just gave a high standard for grihastas, but actually also gave a very, very high standard for the renunciates.
And sometimes I would like it if we would emphasize that also.
And not just say the householders have to be at the topmost standard, but the renunciates can be just, as long as they're not doing,
running.
Question in the back?
Okay, these are some quotes from Japataka Maharaj when he was recently in Zagreb. One of the things he said that this is a natural occurrence in marriage and that we should expect these things to happen. And also in regards to the initiation, that first initiation is something like our spiritual birth, and it is natural that for several years, maybe 5 or 10, after the initiation we behave like children, and children will do all kinds of naughty things, but that by the time we are ready to take second initiation, we are supposed to give these things up. Mm-hmm. And he also said that it's not that we should also see that not everything is only on our back. There are so many demigods who are also involved in our actions. Uh-huh. I'm just translating. So that this is also a consideration.
Mm-hmm. Okay, There's two quotes from Prabhupada.
Dva citata šla Prabhupada.
So there's no, that's just a comment, I think.
Yes.
Was there a question?
No, this was just a comment, but...
It's just a comment, not two quotes.
Yeah, so well, don't worry, Irmala, we're ending. We did start late because... Maharaj is here too.
It's his seminar that's supposed to
start. Oh, it's his seminar next.
Yes.
Oh, I'm holding up the Maharaj. Irmala was, you were sitting, all right. I'll just read Prabhupada a little bit and we're finished, Maharaj. Good to see you. Hare Krishna. So, two more purports in the Bhagavad Gita.
Dva smisla iz Bhagavad Gita.
Prabhupada says here,
Prabhupada ovdje kaže,
in the Bhakti school,
u školi Bhakti,
a householder brahmachari,
obiteljski čovjek brahmachari,
sometimes the grihasthas are called householder brahmacharis,
obiteljski ljudi ponekad se nazivaju obiteljskim brahmacharima,
is allowed controlled sex life,
smiju imati ograničeni spolni život,
because the cult of bhakti yoga,
jer kult bhakti yoge,
is so powerful,
toliko je moćan,
that one automatically loses,
osoba automatski gubi,
sexual attraction,
privlačnost prema seksu,
being engaged in the superior service of the Lord,
uzvišenim služenjem gospodinu.
A devotee of the Lord,
gospodinov bhakta,
automatically refrains,
automatski se suzdržava,
because of superior taste,
zato što ima viši ukus.
So that explains how ultimately we should not be striving for more sense enjoyment, but less, by having the higher taste of Krishna's service.
Tako da razvijemo ukus za služenje Krišna.
Yeah, just there's two more sentences. And there's just one other purport.
Još jedan komentar glasi.
Similarly, sex life, according to religious principles, dharma, should be for the procreation of children, not otherwise. The responsibility of parents is then to make their offspring Krishna conscious.
Da potom svoje potomstvo učine svjesnim Krišne.
So we'll end here.
Ovdje ćemo završiti.
We will be, my wife and I will be sitting outside after prasadam every day. Well, we're around any time you see us if you have any questions. But we're going to specifically be out by the booths after, after lunch. But feel free to catch us anytime you have any questions.
Ali možete nas slobodno svaki put povući za rukav i postaviti pitanja ako nas trebate.
So, thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.